Hi, Marty Lurie here at KNBR 680 with Kyle Crick. Congratulations. Great to see you. We've done a lot in spring training. Nice to see you in the big ballpark.
Appreciate it. I'm just happy to be here.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about the turnaround for you, throwing strikes and being the pitcher you always wanted to be. What happened?
Just took a different approach in spring training and tried to throw as many strikes as possible and kind of see what happens, you know. Get ahead of guys, 0-1, 0-2, and then you can pretty much do what you want from there.
Yeah. Coming out of high school, number one pick of the Giants in that draft, and being a starting pitcher, now you've found your niche in the bullpen, and you've done it really well. What about the transition? How did all that happen, and how do you feel about it?
I feel good about it. When you're starting, you know exactly when you're going to pitch, and obviously when you're in the bullpen, you're pretty much hot every day. So I've kind of enjoyed the question mark if you're going to pitch on that day or not, and it's really helped me develop a routine day to day to just do this same exact thing, because you never know if you're going in or not. So you kind of just have to build your routine and stick to it.
You know, it's funny what you said earlier, and I paused after you said it, you know, go 0-1, 0-2, and that's the way to do it. And remember, so many pitchers who threw hard, and you're one of those guys who had the big arm, they always said, just throw the ball over the plate, and the natural movement will take care of itself.
I've heard that quite a bit, but I don't know, I can't account for all pitchers, but for the most part, if you're throwing the ball over the plate, good things happen. I think if you have plus stuff, it just all gets better from there.
No, I agree with you. So you get into a game in Atlanta, and of course it was a game, who knew what was going to happen in the game, but what were your thoughts coming into the game at that point?
I don't know if I had thoughts directly towards the game. They were mostly just like, throw the ball over the plate and let's get through this game. Other than that, I was just kind of trying to take the fill up the zone approach and see how many strikes I could throw.
So you get in there, and who's the first batter? How does it go?
First pitch I threw was a fastball that was supposed to be outside. I think it was probably middle. He took it. And next pitch was a pretty good pitch. Fouled it off 0-2. And then we tried to go up, up and over the plate, and I didn't get it up enough. And he actually hit a line drive into right, scored a run. And then after that, I just settled in, you know. I figured it was the same game it had always been, same distance from home plate to the mound, so I settled in pretty good.
Yeah, it's a great story. Look, how old were you when you started this thing? I've seen you at least 4 years, I think, at least in spring training. But how old were you when it all started and where you are today and just growing up as a man during the time?
Well, I started pro ball at 18, but yeah. Started baseball at 4. Didn't start pitching until I was about 12.
Yeah, but getting up, to the big leagues and just the maturing, like people go to college, 3 or 4 years they come out, and you've been around college guys who get into the pros. You had to grow up with professionals.
Yeah, with professionals, but I would say most of the people I was growing up with were college guys, because when I signed I was 18, but I was playing with a bunch of guys who were out of college, so I got to be around a bunch of mature people and kind of learn the ropes from them, see their routines and what they did from day in and day out. I was lucky in that sense. I mean, most of my friends were 22 when I was 18, so it's kind of an advanced look on the whole game.
Yeah, and plus life. I mean, you're learning as an 18-year-old kid, and I was sure you traveled and did things. You were a precocious young man in high school, a very good pitcher. But, you know, once you start traveling in pro ball and, you know, dealing with your laundry and everything else that has to happen, you're just at 18.
The laundry thing was pretty big at first. Luckily, we had good people around to help with every little need you needed, and most of them were Giants staff.
All right, Kyle Crick with us. We look out on the field here at AT&T Park. As you look out, what goes through your mind?
It's just beautiful. I don't know. It's probably 70 degrees, sunny, and I don't think it really gets much better.
The beautiful ballpark and a great moment for you. Ping pong player? You're a pretty good ping pong player. Is that right?
I like to think so. Yeah, I mean, I've been playing for a long time. We were lucky enough to have a table when we were growing up, and me and my brother kind of wore that thing out, if you will. We play in the garage, I don't know, for hours at a time, just for sheer competing, kind of driving us, I guess. Kevin was probably my main competitor, which is my brother, twin brother.
All right, very good. Now, you're 24, you started 18, and now you're in the big leagues and a very good debut, and I know everyone was very proud of you to see you come and do it. Did you ever lose hope, and you ever have to kick yourself a little bit and say, I'm staying with this, and maybe or get discouraged?
I think anyone who's spent, you know, a couple of years in the minor leagues is probably guilty of that. But it's about how quickly you can get back on the good page and how quickly you can fool yourself into believing something that might not be true or getting yourself out of that little ditch you're in.
Hey, it's great to have you on. It's a pleasure after seeing you in spring training. I know how hard you've worked. And to go through Richmond a couple of times and come up to Sacramento and then see it come together. Was there a moment when you said, hey, I got it. Now I got it.
You know, when Giants gave me the opportunity to go to AAA, it was kind of eye-opening because you don't have any more steps between here and the big leagues.
Yeah.
So I figured, you know, if you could do it here, you could probably do it up there. And that was a main driving force for this year. At least.
Very good. Well, thanks for coming out. It's great to see you. I know you're tired after a long trip back, but the adrenaline of being in this ballpark and knowing you're in the big leagues goes a long way. So, Kyle, congratulations.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.